listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Good morning. It's Tony Wolfpaw for another show of The Chat Room. Today we're talking about the spirits, and I mentioned the fighting demons. And let me explain a little bit about this, because it's not just about fighting your demons. I'm going to share with you how all this just came to me. You know that many people use the Ouija boards, and there has been a common name that appears, and it's been and coming out in many places, and there's even a movie that is based on a demon called Zozo, Zuzu. You know that. You probably have, if you remember movies like The Exorcist, Pazuzu, huh? This kind of demonic figure that the person that brought this to my attention was just simply asking a question that whether the mentioning of the name can play any influence on us, you know, as people. Well, we're talking about something that is of the uninvited. If there's something that is very simple and easy, is to call some, it's like you're throwing a party and you have party crashers, right? You have people that you invite that come, but you have other people that are like the uninvited. It doesn't happen to everyone, but geez, if you're down here where I'm at, there's a lot of party crashers that all of a sudden you say, geez, I don't remember seeing that person. They're saying hi, and they go with a plate and a drink or whatever. Just to kind of like open the subject a little, the uninvited is something that is so easy to bring into your life, and therefore you have to be very careful. That's why a lot of these toys, such as the Ouija boards that were sold in toy stores, of all places, okay? It wasn't sold in a place that had to do with spiritual things. It was sold in toy stores, like Toys R Us, you know, it's a game. It's a game. But it's a kind of game that opened conscious. It opened a channel in our heads, in our lives, of possibly connecting with spirits through that board. That's why many people say, you know what, it takes two people, it takes only one people. And just the fact that you're seeing it, that you're having it right there, it's almost like, okay, that's my telephone for communication of spirit. But when it came to people that, you know, that they're studying and they say we are ghost hunting, or we are studying spirits, or we study the paranormal, from there to demonology, right? There's a lot of people that, well, I'm a demonologist. A demonologist. Okay? When we were first taught about angels, God, angels, Jesus Christ, and all, you know, that the people that are in the Bible, you know that also Lucifer and also demons were mentioned, right? So this is something that comes from ancient time. And in our cultures, this is something that we don't really talk about, because why? You know, the uninvited is something that is so simple to call. You don't need a Ouija board. Now, does it influence us? And I see you were asking me, does this show have to do with our inner demons? It could be. It could be in a sense. Why? Because let's take it like this. Let's look at the computer. And a lot of people are not computer savvy. I'm not computer savvy. But since I've been reading and I've been taking a lot of tutorials on this computer, this is how I simply can put it out, right? There is what they call the hard drive. And I see Linda. Linda, you know a lot about computers more than I do. You have the hard drive and you have the software, right? Correct me if I'm right. I'm looking at the chat room right now. You have the hard drive, and you have the software, and you have that space in the middle, right? That space in the middle, you know, it's that link that talks, it sustains the come and going of conversations between the software, right, and the hard drive. I can call it the Linux or whatever, you know. It's where you go when you're going to program something. Does it influence? I think that question was already answered right there. Yes, it does. It does influence because it tells you where you are, why you're acting, where you're going. There's something that of the known, like our conscious of who we are, and then we have the unknown. It's like we don't know where we're going. We don't know. We know where we were born. We don't know where we're going to die. Some people say, I think I do. Oh, I have a clear perspective of how it's going to happen. You hear this. They call themselves mediums. They call, you know, the psychic. Everyone has and was granted with the same exact, you know, spiritual connections and abilities. I don't think there's a superhuman out there. We all have it. Now, whether we are conscious of it or may make use of it, that's another thing. Okay, I'm not an expert in this. I'm just giving, this is the response of more likely what I really wanted to say, but you know that it would have taken a lot. It would have been like a whole chapter of something if I were to write it all down. This was just like a small chat, but I think that it's a small chat that leads to a good explanation. It's something that should be discussed, but a lot of people do not discuss these things because of the sensibility of thinking I might be then influenced by Zozo. All right, Zozo is a demon, obviously not good, a demon that will present himself or herself. Listen to this, because in universe there's no contradiction of anything, and there's no discrimination. So it could appear to you as a form of a man, or it could appear to you as a form of a woman. Okay, it will appear to you in a form of any kind of thing that will attract you. All right, the thing is called attraction. You heard about that, the law of attraction? This is how it works, the law of attraction. This, whatever attracts you, that's what's going to, you know, get you. It's like a bait, all right? If I want to attract you in any way, I'm going to, well, let me think what is something that will appeal to that person and to that person's attention. And that, yes, or a child, anything, music, a book, a place, anything. But the thing is that following that path leads you to your different life lessons. So you see how it is all kind of tied up, you know? What appears to be an angel to you can be a demon. What appears to be a demon to you can be an angel, all right? And then they say about spirits. What if the spirit that wants to portray of being an angel or being a demon, and it's a spirit, you see, it all comes from the same place. It's the influence of what we are and who we do and where we're going and all that. This is my personal. And just like others that you hear a lot of personal, they write books about it. Those are personal, points of view. All right? So we're here to analyze all of these things. And you're here to make it the best. Maybe say, you know what? Maybe this makes sense. Maybe that doesn't make sense. But in the spiritual world, nothing makes sense. Why? Because it's something that we have so close, but yet we do not fully understand it. Okay? So it can go either way. And either way that it goes, it's correct. It's absolutely correct. And it's absolutely correct because it's pretty much your thumbprint, something that is so identical to your needs, to who you are. That's why it says that with the sound of your voice, you talk. And time you say a word, your thoughts, whatever actions, the actions that you make, the actions that you don't make are all influenced. And it, you know, directs the course of your own life. right? Maybe people, ah, oh, there you go again, Tony. We have, yes, it may. It, you know, the religions are trying to explain that to you in many ways. They really do, you know. But it's like we are a living prayer. We are a living prayer. You see, many people that in their different cultures will take time and do wherever they are, and they will kneel and they will do their prayer. You see, that person is making a connection, a personal connection with their spirit guides, with their creator, you know, with our creator. You know, whether it's the same way we do it or not, it's all personal. Remember, you make it. Whatever you know, whatever you do, however you do it, well, it is just absolutely correct way to do it. There's no wrong and no right, you know, in this. There are people, no, there is a correct way in which you are to present yourself in front of the Creator, you know. You don't have to crucify yourself in a cross. They said, no, my son already did that for all of you. That's what they say, you know. So if the son already did that for all of us, you know, why do you feel that you're the one in that cross most of the time? Why do you feel that you're the one crucified most of the time? Does it influence? There you go again. It answered by itself. Yes, it does. It does. So we have to be very careful with the things that we want to be part of, like engage ourselves in an investigation. Let's investigate demons. And we're going to have some demonologists over here, because this is something that, you know, it's not just my theme, all right? We will have the opportunity to ask questions to people that are in that field. So believe me, they're not just ghosts, they're demons. How can you differentiate one thing to another? Oh, demons are dark. And how you differentiate the angels with demons? Angels are all white with wings and all that. You know, they represent beauty. They represent everything. Okay, fine. But wasn't Lucifer the most beautiful of all angels before? Yes. Lucifer is, I mean, angel of light? Yes, now he's the angel of darkness. Yes. What happened? He wanted more. And how is that allowed in a place where it's supposed to be all, you know, in perfect harmony? Why would God have among his angels one that will go on to betray him? The one that it was of all of his creations, be created by the Creator, you know, the one that say betrayed him. How can that thought be? How can that seed be in that realm of perfection? That's when I say, because you cannot separate love from hate. You cannot separate those two things, not even there. So even in a place that was known as heaven, the most beautiful of all angels became Satan. And I read books of Anton LaVey. I read books of Aleister Crowley, you know. And I'm talking about these things back then in the 80s. Back then, you know, and coming to the 90s, we kind of like detached ourselves from it. Because back then in the 80s, everybody was hanging with a pentagram and all that stuff. And yeah, you know, it's cool. Heavy metal and all that, you know. And you know, Motley Crue with that big symbol, the pentagram and all that stuff. Playing around with symbols that we didn't quite understand. But at the moment, it was cool. Why? Because it defied the society and the way they were thinking. We're going to be a new breed. This is who we are, you know? Making these kind of statements, you know, made it something very, oh, it's going to be very popular right now. And back then, it was. But you know that that's a recognized and religion, even practiced in the military, Satanism? It is. It is. Oh, you say, oh my goodness, how can it be? In God we trust. You know, of course, God trusted also the devil too. God trusted the devil so much, made him part of his story. All the way, you know. My son was being crucified, yes, and who was there? Devil was there too. He'd say, hey, you know, it is what it is. What happened? I was on the other side. We were talking about, you know, I was on the other side of the cross with the other thief. The other thief was like saying, hey, Jew, aren't you the son of God? Why don't you just do a miracle and get yourself out of this? And pull me out, too. Prove yourself. Look at that. There was already provocation in that. And we're talking about these things coming from the Bible. Does it influence us? Of course it does. Of course it does. Absolutely. Does it influence us in any of our cultures, whether we recognize it or? Of course it does. You know how it influenced us? Because it made us change. It changed us all. In the name of God, they killed many Native Americans. In the name of God, they stripped us from our own language, from our own land, from our own being. And we were looked like we had to be that way in order to be loved by God. You have to be that way, you sinner. And all of a sudden, you know, the one that was preaching on the name of God was the one that was also torturing us and stealing and raping and all that crap. Of course. Did it influence us in any way? Of course it did. You know, fighting your own demons. What are we going to do from here, from now? Let's stay over here whining about this thing all the time. Yeah, that's the best way to do. Let's protest about this and all that. Of course, respect the way. Many people will react in many different ways. I only say, I want to try to make things more positive, productive, okay? I want it to make it more positive, productive. Now, when I answered that question about if you mention the name Zozo, would that influence you in any way? I hope that whatever way, because I'm mentioning it, will influence in a positive way because I'm looking at it straight directly in the eye. And I'm saying, you know what? I know what you represent. I know what you've done. I know, you know that you have many ways to trick people. And I know that was your very purpose in the most ancient time until this very moment. Does it influence? Yes. But you know what? May it be in a good way because it puts you on alert. Now the paranormal field seems very, yes. Now we're going to probably have K2 meters just for the communications of demons. Be very careful because the uninvited is something that is very easily to call, and you don't need that. You can have a stone. You can have a rock. You can have a what? A pencil. A whistle. Whatever. And dedicate it to that calling. Believe me, you are under the influence already. Just by putting up the title of it, you are under that influence already. Now, what are you going to do with it? Right? And be very careful, people, because I've seen this happen again and again. People with the most beautiful words, with the most beautiful words of all, yes, boom, being the instruments behind that evil thing. Yes. Hurts? Of course. Confuses? Yes, it does. But what are you going to do? That's what this whole society was built on. You know? We have said, in God we trust, but yet we are following the secret Mason ways, we're the Illuminati ways, and all that kind of crap. And then we're, oh yes, it's under the influence of God. Under the influence of, and we look, what I'm just saying, all right, because I said that you cannot separate good from evil, okay? I said under the influence of God. Under the influence of God and carrying the cross, the Ku Klux Klan made a lot of killing. And it was acceptable by the U.S. government that even sponsored that before. Do we have a lot of shame? Of course we do. Does that influence us? Of course it has. Of course it has. So we can take this either way. We can take this with an open mind, being conscious and being alert. With an open mind doesn't mean that, okay, that you're going to accept whatever message, whatever influence it's going to be implanted in you. It just means that we have more concerns about this. So it's something that we, like, I'm not going to do like many others, though. I'm just going to turn my back away and pretend that you're not there. Pretending that you're not there doesn't solve any problem. pretending that you're not there doesn't take away that I will not be affected by it. No. You have to be very, very careful. And here we bring a little bit of the quantum physics, all right? Think of yourself as a calculator. A calculator that is putting in information. The information that you put in will either divide, subtract, add, multiply. Think about that, okay? Make sure that whatever information you are intent, are putting into your hard drive is the correct one. If you want to be of a corruptive hard drive, you say, you know what, I'd rather bring in this virus because I think that I want to screw everything up, all right? Things aren't going well, I want to screw everything up from the rest. Think about it, because that's your problem. That's not my problem. It's going to be your problem. It's going to be something that you'll have to deal with. And good luck. Because then, when you want to turn and reboot and you know, go back and start clean and you know, it's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard. So don't be fooled by Zozo or anything like that. People that talk with the angels, and then I'm going to send a message to you. You know, you have all the capabilities of understanding it and receiving it. Learn how to listen. Learn how to listen. And when you learn how to listen, in your own way, in your own personal way, learn how to take notes of that and make it yours. Make that information yours, something that is useful for you, right? We have a responsibility of living, of just breathing. One of these days, our heart will stop. And then we will cross over, all right? So while we're breathing, while we have the good intent of being, choose the path. Look where you're at. Assess the area. Understand each and everything that we're talking about here today, because it does work with you well if you take that moment of understanding and all that stuff. You know what? Sometimes we just wake up and we're not. But the person that we were talking about, this theme, you know, is a very respected person. I have a lot of respect for them. But, you know, they feel like, I am under the influence. Something is controlling me. Something is making me, you know, not making me think correctly. I can't think correctly. I don't feel myself anymore. I feel like there's something in me that's really not supposed to be. All right? We've seen this in many other places also. So that's when you begin, that's the fight. The fight is, geez, he's conscious. She's knowing. She's asking for help. She's recognizing that there's something not right. That's the way. You're in a very good position when something like this happens. You know why? Because some people will live their life forever without even knowing. And don't put your blame on that, because remember that space that we have inside, that infinite space that we have inside of us, that the hard drive of the software, you're the computer, you're the freaking Windows. I was talking about, you know, I stopped sleeping due to Windows 95. I don't know. I don't remember how that. It was a joke, and everybody just started laughing. But we are that Windows. We are the Mac, the whatever computer you use. Think about it, because we have memory, and we have things that we have programmed. So we have programmed ourselves in acting and walking and doing things in a certain way, that right now that everything is upgraded, we're still in that mode and we cannot function. Why? Because you need to reset, you need to reboot, you need to upgrade. And how do you do that? And now, and many people criticize, oh, new age way of thinking and this and that. And, you know, let's respect the culture, let's respect the ways and all. New age thinking, I'll tell you something positive and something negative about both ways. You know, because there's always two sides of the story, right? It's the part when you start making it look like it comes from Native American. our ceremony and this and that. You know, the ceremony was so sacred. And right now it's like a freaking joke, but people are just making it something that is just like ridiculous, you know? And that's not what it was all about. Out of all things, we've learned of the name of Christ and every other religion around. We have made it as part of our political structures and all that, in the schools and all that. And one of the last things was of our ceremony. And our ceremony is not of a complex thing. It's of a simplicity, all right? But it's of a simple thing that people are not quite aware of how it and what it was all about. Look at the people that passed away in that sweat lodge in Arizona by one of these idiots from The Secret. All right? They paid money, lots of money for being part of that. And they died. In search of what? In search of the secret. In search of the truth. In search of following an idiot under the influence of thinking, I can change these people's lives because they're changing mine. And I'm going to walk them through this. Shame on you. Okay? So here, it was all with good intent. I don't know why it went so wrong. Listen, remember what I said. You can't separate these two things. You can't separate love from hate. But if your conscience with that, you will know very well where you're standing. All right? That's a mirror that will reflect on you, and a mirror that does not lie. You may want to keep it to yourself, but everything is seen as simple. And, you know, I walk into a room, I can perceive everything as is, but under my way. And it's not the same as yours, and I'm not saying that mine's is perfect, because if there's somebody that has fallen on his face many times as me, but I've learned how to get up, and I've learned how to understand these things. But I've learned something very important in all this life experience. I've learned how to accept you as you are. I learned how to listen to you. And you know what? In my growing up, everything that was told to me was not to listen to you, not to pay attention to the things that you bring to us, to stay away from you because you were from a different kind. And I had to break that stereotype. Talk about stereotype. Yeah. The wasichu. Oh, the way. No, no. You call it many different. Talk about stereotyping. Huh? Same thing happened over here. Be very careful. You, listen. These people will want to influence you with their food, with their music, with their lifestyle and all that. Nothing good. It all comes from that thing called the evil, the devil. Yes. Stay away from that. This music, that TV show. What is that? The devil's box. Break it through all kinds of changes. We're still here. We're still here. All right? Maybe to the eyes of others, says, I don't know, man. Tony's taking a different route. I'm not so sure about them anymore and this and that. Don't be afraid. Hey, I'm not afraid. I'm still a brother. I'm still family. But this time, you know, I've taken an opportunity to learn, to listen, to many people say, oh, you better be careful with all this. But you know what? If they were using drugs, I just tried this drug, man, and it's like feel that, you know, they don't say no to that. But they will probably say, don't read that book. Don't listen to that lecture. Don't look to that conference. You know. Hey, anything that feeds the knowledge. Okay, remember, you're the calculator. Anything that is good, based knowledge, good. Knowledge is good. Okay, the lack of knowledge kills you, makes you vulnerable, makes your firewall be like zero protection, the lack of knowledge. So we have to choose, all right? So I don't know. What do you think? I'm listening. I'm taking, trying to look at the chat room. As I was talking, I was like taking steps back and taking steps forward, taking steps back, moving all around. Oh yes, and I'm over here, and I have to say thank you very much for being there in the chat room. You know, like I said, this was something that needed to be talked about, and it's the kind of thought, it's the kind of chat that, with the only intent, I think that it'd be better that it edifies you, that it will bring something of a good start, let's say, for the day. Can we then influence the angels? What? Why are we only thinking about angels influencing us, demons influencing us, spirits influencing us, spirit guiding? Can we influence the spirits? Can we influence the angels and all that with our own words? Remember, how is this? No. If in the Bible says, and I'm very bad quoting the Bible thing, I'm not going to quote, but I'm just, you know, if you look it up if you have one in your house, that when we were created, it says as image and resemblance. You know, it means that there was like a what they call it, will, you know, that you have your free will. Is that it? I'm thinking, of course, it might. Come on, a little help, free. I'm looking at the people over here in the chat room and trying to read as I talk. Well, the thing is this. We were, like I mentioned, we were giving all the information and all that. And maybe we don't know. Maybe we were expecting it to come out from the outside world. It all starts with you, right? My life has changed. Yeah, my life has changed the moment I allowed change to come to my life. It was steady because I kept my rhythm. Have I failed? I have felt failure, but I have not given up, you know. So you will feel that you have been failing in some places. All of these kinds of feelings is something that you can't run away from. Okay, it's dormant right there. Oh, I'm blissful. I'm feeling happy. I'm stoked. I'm this, you know. Boom. I'm sad. I'm confused. You see, we don't think that we're locked in a feeling. No. No, don't think that we're going, yeah, I'm always going to have a smile on my face, but I'm never going to have a tear. Boo. 5 minutes later, you're crying like a... Yeah, it happens. Okay, so we're not locked on a feeling, right? So we're going to be shifting from here to there, like a ship, like a sailboat in sea. You know, you try to keep that course, try to catch that wind, and the wind will fall, and you'll be stuck, and then the wind will come back, and you'll be navigating. You know, it's that constant, it's a constant rhythm. So I want you guys to, you know, to be in good rhythm with life, and that, you know, is something that you establish. You establish that good rhythm, establish that good connection. You know, some do it through chanting. Well, chant, you know, make that chant something that will establish your rhythm of life, and keep on going that direction. And in the way, in the moment that you take that first step forward, a lot of things will start happening. You'll bump into people. Hey, hi, what's your name? Wow, what are you doing? What a coincidence. That's something that I'm very interested in myself. Really, maybe we should talk. Boom, 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 boom. Things happen. You see? Things happen. And, you know, isn't that what life is all about? So then it is possible. What are you doing right there? You're moving in a direction that's almost like you're self-propelled. You know, why? You know, God will help you. Just take that stupid step. What? Move it, man. Move it. I just need a little push forward. Jeez, throw yourself. Go over there. Move it. Don't give up. If there's something that we were not taught, don't give up. All of our ancestors never gave up. They all passed away. They all crossed over. And they all crossed over with all the sufferings that they went through, with all the different circumstances that they went through. But they never gave up. You know, most of us, they've learned how to become invisible in order to protect their own, in order to save their own. They complied with things, but they never gave up. They did what they had to do. Okay? And then what happens? We take it from there. We take it from there. So what are we going to do? We're going to, let's go back and throw rocks. Or let's move forward and build a nation. You choose. Because each one, individually, will move in a different direction. After all, that's what human beings do. Okay? If we are not building something, we're destroying it. If we're not creating opportunities, we're being lazy. You know, many people, many different ways, and then the spirits, and then the demons, and then the angels that we look upon. Is it you influencing me? Is it you making these changes? Lead me where I need to go. Can you hear the sound of my voice? If you can, make your presence felt right here. You know, I'm ready to communicate with you whenever you are. This is me. I want to present myself to you. You know, you hear all these kind of things. You see all these kind of things. And then you wonder, you know, what is your purpose in life? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to entertain? Or you are trying truly, respectfully, you know, honestly making that connection? You don't have to consciously do it. You are already part of it. You are already part of it. But we tend to follow people that say, well, I'm that leader, spiritual leader and all that. You know, I will take you all to heaven, or I will take you all to hell. Just follow. That's all you have to do. There was always one that would try to take the lead. That's why they call them the alpha males or the alpha women. Yeah, there's always one. There's always one. But you know what to do. As long as you're conscious of what you're doing, you know what to do. You know what you're going to be following. You know what you're going to be eating. You know where you're going to live. You know what kind of family you want. Why? Because you pursue things. You pursue things. My family is big, but my family, the family that I have, the family that I feel, are of people are in other places. Why? Because somehow we connected. What have influenced that? What is behind that? It's the unknown. You don't know. There's a purpose. Remember what I just said. We're conscious because we know, we acknowledge each other. Whatever brings us together is something that, you know, is a mystery. What is behind that mystery? Is it a demon? Is it an angel? Is it a spirit? You know, we're going to make it. We're going to interpret it in many different ways. Many different ways. So, you know that sometimes we fool around and we goof around here in the show when we do the open mics and all that stuff. But don't underestimate, because of the laughing, because of the good times that we have, that we don't have our feet on the ground. We don't have a good foundation of thought. We have a good foundation of thought. The good foundation of thought that I have does not exclude you. Your opinion does not exclude your ways. It's pretty much all part of it. You know, if I exclude or take away something just because I don't like this, I think this is more damaging than anything else. If I just take that away, what do you think was going to happen with my foundation? My foundation is going to have one less block. One less block doesn't make the whole thing stronger. Duh. Do the freaking math. For heaven's sakes. This is, let's be mean with them. No, I need to know my enemies. Why? Because they make me good. What do you mean the enemies make you good? Of course, they make me want do more exercise. They make me want to, you know, step in a more conscious way. They make me, I have to know what are their weapons against me and all that stuff. They make me prepare myself in a good way. So thank your freaking enemies, for heaven's sake. Thank them for being all the buttheads that they can be. Of course. Look at it in a positive way, because that way you'll be changing poison into medicine. That ain't no BS. It's true. So you need to accept all of these things. And I said, hey, don't get involved with that. Of course I have to get involved. Why? It's a responsibility. I can't do things halfway. I won't do things halfway. I'm not perfect in the ways we're doing them, but when you come across, whenever you're in my presence and you're trying to bring a BS to me, understand that before you even open your mouth, I can feel all these things. Yes. I'm not like a dog wagging my tail and, I want to sniff your butt now because I think it, you know, you have something. No, I'm not that way. I'm friendly, yes. But I'm conscious, yes. But, you know, we have our instincts that we move. And life has taught me that a lot of things presented in good way can lead to bad things, too. Yeah. And I try to play it safe. Don't try to jump the fence before getting to it. Know how high it is. Know how hard it is to get there. You know? Of course. I did the show today because people are saying, Tony, are you still broadcasting? Of course I am. But I have a lot of errands and a lot of things that I remember. I took that determination of breaking through my own ignorance, of learning things. So I'm over here learning things, trying to make it happen. If I can do it, so can you. Of course it's true. To take a little time of that. I enjoy all of this that I'm doing right now. So for me, it's not something that I feel pressured of doing. I don't feel pressured of doing a show and talking about a topic of things like that. Some topics I think that'll be good for you because they're super cool for me. I'm learning a lot myself. You know, so why would I want to take away something that, no, stay away from that. That's something that does very bad. Well, then, okay, I will be ignorant of that. Oh, I don't want to even listen to that. Why? Because it's offensive to me. Understand why it's offensive to you. Understand what's behind that. Know your enemy. Know what makes them move and whatever, you know. Learn what chocolate bar they eat. What they had for breakfast today. What did you have for breakfast today, you fool that want to hurt my feelings? Let me look at you. What shoes you're wearing? Okay, that tells me where you've been. I know there. Now I know where you shop. Okay, what is your intent when you want to cross this line and you want to disrupt our nation? What is it that you bring to me? I have looked and studied your every move. Now you say that I must ignore you. No, be aware that I'm looking back at you and I do not fear you. I do not fear you. Many people say, in the name of God, I do not fear you. Understand that I know where you stand from, where you coming from. All right? Know that there's a warrior over here looking at you. Shame on you. Because when, believe me, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. So don't cut yourself away from it. And if you're dealing with spirits, you're dealing with angels, you're dealing with demons, you know, you're dealing with your own self. You're dealing with your own ego sometimes. You're dealing with your own, with the things that you love and you hate all at the same time. Past, present, future, all is right there. Can you jump back? Yes, you can. Will you live that life experience again? And in time, you will. How is it going to find you? That all depends on what you've done. That all depends on what wolf you fed all your life. Okay, so recognize these things. Make them yours. You know, whatever you do, make it a good tool. You know, be the one that the captain of that ship you're in, okay? That's your ship. That's your family. That's your crew. Everyone's a captain of their own ship. Ship. S-H-I-P, all right? I just heard myself say that. Well, anyway, they want to hear it. Everyone's a captain of that, you know. So no. I take things with a good sense of humor. But behind a good sense of humor, there's a good sense of understanding of my part. There's a spirit that of a seeking spirit that one that connect, not to disconnect, not to disrupt, I don't want to disrupt my own rhythm, the one that I've established. I want to keep it going, you know. I want to keep it okay that we can do more things, that we be more accessible, that we be more understanding and share, of course. I want to be respectful to your feelings, to your ways, to your traditions, to your culture. I want to be able to sit down and listen to your music, to eat your foods, to listen to your stories. You see? It's of that, of learning. The only thing that we've found that has been very positive amongst many things, right? But the most thing that has been positive is the connection that we've established with people that have shared their a little bit of their life with us, you know, their time and their knowledge, right? And yes, well, as you see, guys, the reason why I say that this show is something that needed to, for me to text all this thing, oh, man, it would have taken forever, but it makes us better observers. So observation, let's take a time. I don't know if you've seen the picture that I posted on my Facebook that shows all those beautiful stars in the sky. Wow, you see one or two and you're lucky. But when you see all of those, the constellations, you say, wow, I'm here. You know, I'm part of all this. And you wonder and your mind goes up and it says, wow, I wonder who's there looking at me right now. You know, because everything is being carefully observed. And when I mean everything is being carefully observed, everything is being carefully recorded in your hard drive and of your life. It's what people call karma. Boo. Yeah, it's true. Wait a minute, that new age of thinking. Of course we come from an opening of the minds. Not because we're not betraying our own traditions. We are being more conscious of it. We have to. If not, nobody will. Whose responsibility is this? Ours. Definitely, don't you think? Of course it is. No? Doesn't make you a superman or superwoman? Doesn't make me a superman or super, you know, whatever? It doesn't. It is what it is. So whatever we make it, it's an influence. You see how much it was with the title of fighting our fighting demons? Zozo. Now let's go back to that title. Does it influence? Of course it does. In what direction, you know, that depends on you. Okay, I can mention, I can talk about it, I can lecture about this, you know, and yet, you know, what is behind? What is, you know, it, acknowledge, because if it all represents our way of being, our thoughts, our way of being, remember that. Those commercials or those illustrations that you're standing and then you have a little angel on your shoulder on one side and you have a little devil on the other and they both represent you, right? That image right there captures my line of thought. Spirit, angel, demon, and you. Okay? What connection does that all have is what it makes your, it's your operating system. Let's call it now like that. It is your operating system. It's what makes you go left or what makes you go right or makes you turn around 360, right? That operating system that influences you. And that's why it says, you see the angel, but you cannot leave out the little devil. You see the devil, but you cannot leave out the little, the angel. You can't. People try to. Christianity, yes. Those that are not, those lost souls, because those that are lost souls out there are not going to be called, but we're going to be here waiting for that calling. We're going to be waiting for that calling. We're going to be waiting for that calling. My dad's been waiting for that calling for a long time, you know, and I respect him very much. But we've talked about this a lot. If there's one person that I have debated a lot and of this subject, was me and my dad, you know. Does that make me any special? No, that probably made me the, you know, black sheep of the family. But again, the black sheep of the family was the only one that stood around. The black sheep of the family was the one that stuck around and, you know, and took care of the black sheep of the family. I wasn't such a black sheep at all. I was just one that had questions. And sometimes when you have questions, and you express these questions, but people just look at you in a different way. They say, oh, wait a minute. Are you defying our ways of being? How dare you? Psh, 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 the whip. I made a bad whip impression, but that's the whip. Psh, 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 you know. Not supposed to be thinking like that. Psh, psh, psh. You're supposed to be following God. Psh, psh. Go ahead. Psh, psh. Sinner. Psh, psh. There you go. Remember that a lot of people got killed under the name of God, under the good name of God. A lot of people were killed. A lot of our people were killed, were sacrificed, were you know. But think about this. There was a lot of other sacrifices among our own people that did the same, you know, in the name of that Creator. We got to look at things both ways. We cannot just say, oh, that's bad only came from one side. No. Bad has always been with good, right? So it always stuck with both sides. So there you are. That's my open mic. That's my line of thought. Remember that whatever I expressed here in the chat room, that as you see, I had no callers. I took no callers today. Whatever I express here in the chat room doesn't necessarily is part of the of your line of thought or Block Talk Radio or any of the stations that we participate with. It's just my personal line of thought. But as a person that is also in this thing of the ghost stories and all that, I have to bring all of these things together. I have to express myself because, you know, I just want you to understand me. I'm not here to preach and to try to change your mind or any way. No, I just want a little understanding and understanding that for the reason that we talk about some things and we're friends doesn't really necessarily mean that I'm under the influence or whatever that what you represent. Okay? Like that. Maybe you like apple pies and I don't, and my pie is pumpkin. All right? Not because you eat apple pies, I'm not going to be your friend. I'm going to stop being your friend and look at you like I look at Zozo if I see that your intent is very well defined in that direction of destruction. So there I have to make a change. But I'm not making a change. I'm making a change for protecting what? All right? The people that are with me. The people that I call family. The people of the things that we do. Doesn't mean that I'm not acknowledging your presence or anything like that. That doesn't mean that I will not have to talk with you anymore of that. I just do not, I will not feed you what you need to plant a seed here when I already understand the seeds. I'm a seed collector, for heaven's sake. You know, so makes it, so just to make it clear, all right? Because I've had people on the show that I have interviewed in a good way, and then they're off the show, and what happened? Boom, boom, boom. They're talking crap about us and all that stuff. I mean, we still listened to their opinions, to their ways and all that stuff, but, you know, that kind of narcissist, I don't know if it's the correct term, we find ourselves with people like that. Hey, we're still here. You write blogs and all that stuff, you know. What are you trying to do? You know, that doesn't make you look any good. Doesn't make me look good, obviously, but it doesn't make you look any good. Of course not. Why? Because it's going to draw attention to me, and people are going to listen to me as if, you know, I don't know. That's not the way that person is. No. I'd rather have a cup of coffee and a good deli sandwich in a roadside cafe and sit with total strangers and talk and chat while we're having a good morning like that. I mean, I said, cut the drama. I will cut the drama. I understand what drama does and what it is too. You know, that need of attention in that way, you know, what it does, you know, and very destructive. I understand all of that. I'm not discarding it, you know, because sometimes we will express ourselves in a way that then we have to retract or not retract at all. We just have, I'm sorry. Whatever was said in a moment of anger, whatever, you know. You know, take the word I'm sorry and make some freaking changes, people, whenever you need to, you know. Make use of all those beautiful words that have a very profound meaning. Doesn't take away, it makes you more respectful, because you know, whenever you make use of these good words, you're being respectful, and respect is an exercise that you have to practice, you have to do every day, all right? So pay your respects to the good spirits, pay your respects to that, acknowledge, you know, the presence. Acknowledge your own presence. You know, whatever you are looking at is looking back at you. You know, whatever you make yourself available to is going to make itself available to you. Listen to all the different stories that are out there that will confirm that. Okay? Listen to all that. I really hope that we're walking into a great weekend, okay? Thank you very much for being here in the chat room, Linda, Ree. Ree, I look so forward to looking at that little doggy that you guys are getting in the weekend. I know that it's going to be a fun weekend for all of you. And let's make it productive, folks. Saturday we'll be on WLOR.net, OVNI Life Radio. All right? So don't miss the chat room. We're going to be in OVNI Life Radio, WLOR, so it's fun over there too. And over here, where we are, Blog Talk Radio, thank you very much for letting us broadcast one more time. And stay tuned, because we have a lot of good projects coming up. I'm going to be setting up a ghost cam, so it's going to be fun, okay? And I'm still programming my computer, learning that. Well, it's been a good school. Beautiful, all right? I don't know. What's your opinion of the show? Let me know through the social media, through Facebook, through Twitter, whatever. If you take a listen to it, I want to know your opinion on all this, okay? Let's be respectful. Let's love each other. Let's do good. Be safe. Be loved. And see you guys Saturday on WLOR.net. Goodbye.